Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast and music by Italian composer Claudio Monteverdi, who lived from 1567 till 1643. He was a composer of wonderful ability whose stage music includes some of the very first operas ever written. May 15, 2017 was the 450th anniversary of his birth, and to this day people are still moved by his music. His vocal writing especially has a beauty and sensuousness that's almost painful in its intensity. Here's the beginning of Altri Canti d'Amour from Madrigals of War and Love, Monteverdi's eighth and final book of madrigals. Claudio Monteverdi was born in Cremona, the same city that gave rise to some of the best string instrument makers ever, Guarnieri del Gesù and Antonio Stradivari. They both lived in Cremona, though not until decades after Monteverdi. Monteverdi studied music at the Cathedral of Cremona. After work stops in Mantua and Rome, he ended up at San Marco in Venice in 1613, working as a conductor at that renowned cathedral. He remained in Venice to the end of his life, writing some of his greatest music there, including the opera The Coronation of Poppea, and all of the madrigals featured in this podcast. Here is Di Marte Io Canto, with the words, "I sing of a proud and raging Mars, of his bitter conflicts and valiant battles."
Di Marte, Di Marte, Di Marte, Di Marte, Di Marte.
From one of the war madrigals, But this collection of madrigals of war are interspersed and balanced by madrigals of love. Monteverdi's music has an incredible emotional range, from bold proclamations you hear in this last music to this next madrigal, Gira il Nemico Insidioso. The cunning enemy Cupid is stalking the fortress of my heart. It's music that almost sneaks into your consciousness.
Costar che egli non saglia sulla fiacca muraglia.
Music by Claudio Monteverdi. Monteverdi's eighth book of madrigals, published in 1638, was dedicated to Ferdinand III, who had become Holy Roman Emperor in 1637. In all likelihood, Monteverdi had intended it to be a homage to the latter's father, Ferdinand II, and his second wife, Eleanor Gonzaga, Princess of Mantua. Ferdinand II died in 1636, which is probably when this volume should have been ready for publication. Today, only three copies of Monteverdi's eighth book of madrigals survive, housed in libraries in Bologna, Paris, and Washington, D.C.
Altri canti di parte e di sua schiera per di ti assai per di ti assai
In putting together recordings like these, it falls to the music director to sort through old manuscripts and sometimes scant clues to figure out what the composer wanted. This is especially true where instrumentation is concerned. In the liner notes to this album, music director Marco Longini writes, As often with music of this kind, the instrumentation can be either enriched or impoverished in an attempt to bring out the inner meaning of the text. We have chosen what seems to us the optimal instrumentation, generous but non-intrusive. Although percussion instruments were not included in scores until the 18th century, we know they were used long before this in an improvisatory manner. There are many surviving depictions of percussion instruments and players in the visual arts. As proof, we only need cite the contemporary account of the first performance of the Ballo delle Ingrate, which featured, in quotation marks, a fearsome banging of discordant drums beneath the stage, a dramatic sound effect we were keen to recreate here. The instrumental and vocal ensemble Deletier Musicae was established in 1992. Marco Longini has been their director since the very beginning. This ensemble is considered one of the very best in Italian early music and are recording the complete madrigals of both Monteverdi and Gesualdo for Naxos. Their passionate performances and recordings have won a large Italian breadbasket of awards. But in the end, it's not the awards, but the beautiful performances that keep me coming back to these recordings. It's really gorgeous stuff.
Vado, vado, c'è il vento che canta. bello il tuo tempo passato.
You have been listening to music from Claudio Monteverdi's Eighth Book of Madrigals, beautifully performed by Deletiae Musicae under the leadership of Marco Longini. It's from a four-disc set, Naxos catalog number 8.573755-3758. In his preface to the Eighth Book, Monteverdi wrote, "I have ordered the madrigals in this book as either of war, of love, or for the stage. I know my work will be imperfect, because I have only a little talent. I therefore beseech the kind reader to appreciate my good will, which will await greater perfection in the said hands of a learned pen, since it's easy to add to what has already been invented. Farewell." In all the centuries since he wrote that, few people have managed to improve on or even equal what Monteverdi wrote. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.